We know Omicron spreads a lot faster, and we also know we're on the tail end of the holiday season where a lot of people are traveling. So we expect this to hit. We didn't know exactly when or what it was going to look like, but it's starting to take the form of really hitting healthcare workers and staff. And that can create a big problem for our ability to respond, and it can create a big problem quickly.
I guess there's still a lot to learn about what's going to happen here with Omicron, but at this point, do you feel like the state is well prepared to deal with it?
I think we're all exhausted, everybody, healthcare, non-healthcare. It is wild to think. I mean, going back September, October of last year, which I mean, that was basically yesterday, we hit crisis levels we've never experienced before in the healthcare system here. So now we're relatively stabilized, and we're about to roll into what will be another surge, presumably. We just don't know what form it's going to take. Is it going to be a surge in from the respect that it's going to hit our staff and make our ability to provide medical care compromised? Or is it going to be that big wave of overwhelming admissions? Or in a worst case scenario, is it both? And preparing for that is pretty challenging, but you know, we're battle tested. We've been through a surge, and it was recent, so we know how to respond in that respect. The state has been proactively working on those relief workers they brought up, looking to extend those relief workers into March. They would have left in December, and the state extended them to January, and now it'll be a gradual phase down to help us get through what you know will be the next surge. So from a staffing standpoint, that helps a lot. But if it is kind of that hit you from both sides scenario, it's going to get overwhelming pretty quick, and we're going to need you know everybody's support. But I think it's kind of the wait and see. That's the other part with this latest variant is it seems like it's the scenario where it's going to be a straight shot upwards in terms of the surge. It's going to happen fast. It's already happening. And you know we're hoping for straight line down once we hit our peak. So hopefully this thing will flame out quickly. And if that is true, then I think the timeline that the state has come up with should be really helpful.
Have you, I guess, made changes in your personal life because of things that you're hearing about Omicron? I mean, I guess it's, you know, it's kind of hard sometimes to like maintain this vigilance, and we've had good news and maybe, you know, felt more comfortable. And now we're talking about another variant. Have you changed how you're doing things here recently?
Yeah, just on a personal standpoint, yes. As of today, I have. I was supposed to be down at an economic conference on the Kenai Peninsula today, and I decided to go virtual last minute. And, you know, for all of us, we have different circumstances at home. You know, I've a young family, not everyone's able to get vaccinated. And when you're dealing with something like this that can really do harm to people who are not vaccinated, it makes our, you know, feelings and situation and our personal choices carry that much more weight. So unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, it's that switching back and forth thing that I think makes it kind of extra tough.
Yeah. I do. I think some people think about this like, oh, great. You know, I'm going to get it. And so why do I care anymore? You know, what's the point of all this? We're going to have to live with it. We can't stop society. You know, I agree we can't stop society. That's not what we're saying. But the risk on this one is it's not that we're all going to get it. I do think there's a sense of inevitability at some point. But it's what that does to the functions within society. And talking about you know hospitals and nursing homes, if all of our staff get this, you know, we're still taking precautions where we don't want to expose other people, which means you're quarantining or pulling people off the line. If everyone gets pulled off the line at the same time or close to the same time, our ability to provide medical care is completely compromised. And I'm talking about, you know, if you have to go, you know, to the hospital for routine stuff, if you have to go for, you know, not such routine stuff. It's so important to preserve our ability to function. And I'm speaking just from healthcare. This same thing is going to apply to everybody, businesses, across the state, anybody, you know, when you have a lot of employees out at once, what do? And I think that's what, unlike Delta, where we felt like the real threat was the number of cases that were going to come through the door. And now it feels different. And it's like, how are you going to maintain functionality if a lot of people get sick? So I think that's the thing right now. It's like, yeah, we understand. We're not saying that we should shut life down or anything like that, but we do have to recognize the consequences before us. And it is going to be compromising on operations, both in the healthcare sector and out. And that's something that I think we all don't want to see.
I think I might just lock myself in this radio studio for a while.
Right? Yeah. It's, I don't know. Hopefully this is a quick one. Hopefully we get through it intact. You know, there's nothing wrong with keeping your fingers crossed and hoping, but we are, planning for the worst and taking those steps, and we'll see where this thing goes.